What'd you say to him?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you had a very heavy suitcase and you had to move it from one place to the other, you might say, gee, I'm glad I don't have to, what, the suitcase very far. Would you say tote or freight or carry or hike or lug or?
Well, the old phrase is around through these woods is a whole lot of them say tote.
Okay.
I tote the child.
Okay.
You didn't say carry or anything like that. You just said it the other way around.
Well, that's what I want. Now, what do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water, can draw its four legs into its shell?
Turtle.
Okay. And suppose, what do you call the same thing that lives on land?
Digs a hole in the ground. I can't think of it now.
Bet everybody in here is thinking of it except you.
He'll dig mounds all about in a hill.
You all can help him, you know.
Go for it.
What I'm doing, this isn't a test. I'm just interested in knowing what the people in this area call it.
What she's trying to do is just what they really have all these years. You want somebody 60 years old or older to tell her about history of the talking people.
60 years old.
I'm over 60.
Come on. Okay, let's see. What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Chillings.
Okay.
The best part of it.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
Okay.
We call it, the old name is yellow.
Is that
the yellow of an egg.
Is that what you call it?
No, that's what we used to call it.
Okay, well, that's what
I want. It wasn't the right thing to say, but it was what we called it.
I don't want the right thing. I want to know what the people say.
Of course, a lot of times I didn't know no better, you know.
Well, this isn't the business of what's right and what's not, you know. It's just what people really say.
Well, that's why they say yellow of an egg, see. They wouldn't say yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
Okay. What do you call us? Well, if you wanted to get from one side of a lake to the other, you get in a thing and row yourself across, what would be the thing you'd get into?
Boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Okay.
A pillow tick first.
Yeah, the ticking first, tick and then the case on the other.
Then the case over there.
Uh-huh. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty, what, of beads?
Pretty string.
Okay. If two men had a fight and one defeated the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really, what, the other one?
Beat the hell out of
him. That's what I said.
That's right.
That's just what I said, ain't it, most of the time.
Okay. Now, let's see. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he squats down?
Calf or leg.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
tightwad.
Okay. Suppose a person's wearing funny-looking clothes that are in bad taste. You might say, he really looks...
slouchy.
Okay. Would you use the same word if it was a woman instead of a man?
I think so.
Okay.
Only it'd be worse.
Okay. What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You might say, he's really... what?
A dude.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he's certainly what for his age?
He's certainly active.
Okay.
For his age.
You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is very what?
Lazy or?
Lazy and unambitious. What would you say?
Lazy.
You'd just say lazy. Okay. Would you ever say no good or no count?
No good. Well, we'll say that too. No good.
Okay. Which would you be more inclined to say? Or do
well, I think just plain sorry.
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in the trunk of a tree with its bill?
Woodpecker.
Okay. Listen, if you want to do some hair cutting, we can just...
They're not waiting. Y'all not waiting on hair cutting.
Okay.